Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Two wars in Eurasia, a third war threatened. We go to the Gaza war. Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Malcolm Holdline with fresh information about the crisis in the Middle East, the wider war threat, the activity of the adversaries in Europe, in the Middle East. We begin, however, with public opinion. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, there have been some new polls recently gauging public opinion regarding the situation between Israel and Hamas. What can you tell us?
First of all, it's good to be with both of you again. And indeed, there have been the most positive report is the American people believe that support for Israel is in the U.S. national interest. More than two-thirds of the American people approve of sending weapons and of the level of involvement. And they, by overwhelming majorities of like two-thirds to 13%, they support Israel in the conflict because they really get it, despite some of the distortions in the media. And when they were asked who is responsible, 10% said Israel and 72% said Hamas, which means that all of the lies are that they see through the lies. The Republicans, it's the percentage of support is like 84%, and Democrats 76%. And 75% of independents think of Israel as is in the national interest of the U.S. and that the support should continue. More disturbing polls are coming from the Palestinian areas where you see support for the massacre, actually strong support for Hamas, and no distinction about the fact that they raped, they tortured. I think the only 6.9% opposed the attack. And about 8% were neutral. In Gaza, it's interesting, 21% opposed the attack and 15% were neutral. So a much higher percentage in Gaza than in the West Bank opposed what Hamas did. And overall, 75% of Palestinians agreed with the attack because the majority of population in the West Bank and looking now for a single state. But response amongst the youth and the distortions, I remember Senator Cotton said anyone who claims to support the people of Gaza but not Hamas should remember that the Gazans elected Hamas. So an attempt to disassociate at this point is a little late. But ultimately, there is greater unity amongst them on this, of course, than there is on their own government. The PA, as you know, pledged to pay nearly $3 million to the families of the Hamas terrorists who were killed while they were executing the massacre. So we can all try to put the lipstick on this big, but it doesn't change it. And Abbas's denials that Hamas was responsible, which came out this week, and blamed Israel for the attacks, you know, have been now refuted. They took it down. The White House has attacked them for it. Europeans attacked them for it. But it tells you that le plus ça change, le plus le même chose.
Malcolm, the Times of Israel is reporting within these last hours, two projectiles from Gaza triggered Tel Aviv sirens. They're also reporting the IDF says it located Hamas rocket-making lab, weapons and tunnel entrances inside Gaza City Mosque. Are the rockets still flying, Malcolm? It's a mystery.
It is indeed a mystery. And I think there were 40 rockets fired this afternoon, just about 2 hours ago, towards Tel Aviv and all of central Israel. It really covered the map of central Israel. So they are continuing the barrage, remarkably, no one was injured. And Iron Dome took down the most dangerous, those headed to the most populated areas. They, of course, do some damage, but the Hamas is firing to the last man. We know that much of their infrastructure has been destroyed. A lot of the equipment has been captured. Yet it gives us an indication of how widespread and how much of their wealth was invested in the missile capacity, in the underground 300 miles of underground tunnels, which are being exposed, including under the hospital, that the amount of weapons stored in mosques, in schools, in fact, one of the observers said, if you want to look for where there is a security headquarters, just look for a school, a mosque, or a hospital, because all of them were used as covers. And if you listen to some of the testimony of doctors, and there was a British doctor who had served in the hospital there for a while ago, and he came out and talked about the infrastructure there, and everybody knew that they're being used for military fronts. And so we still have to see how much is left, how much is in Khan Yunis, how much is in other places where a lot of the leadership are believed to be today.
That is.
Malcolm, we have a bit of a mixed bag coming out of Germany today. The leader of Turkey made some execrable statements on German soil. But we've also seen the German government responding rather readily to perceived threats from supporters of Hamas and others. What can you tell us?
I think this is important because the American press largely has ignored what happened this week. First of all, Erdogan's statements, I'm still waiting for clarification on some of them. We have yet to see it because he made some really outrageous hostile and even anti-Semitic comments were reported. They tell me that it's not accurate reports. We will have to see. But we know that he met with Chancellor Olaf Scholz and President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who then held press conferences afterwards. And Scholz later described the characterization of Hamas as a liberation movement by Erdogan and not a terrorist organization as absurd, and said that Israel is a country that is bound by human rights and international law and acts accordingly. You know, they have an order in place for 40 Eurofighter Typhoon planes, which requires Germany's approval, which was not announced at this during the visit. But, you know, there are 3 million German residents with roots in Turkey, and the reports of the Turkish lobbying groups in the country, and it become much more of a focus. But mostly the efforts of the security forces against the UID, the Union of International Democrats, which is based in Cologne and is associated, they believe, with the Turkey security services, and that they have stepped up their activities, propaganda activities in Germany. And we've seen the influencers, Turkish influencers, making really rabid anti-Semitic hateful comments. And there were more than 2,000 incidents targeting Jews since October 7th in Germany. So the explosion of violence and harassment highlights this prevalence, especially amongst Germany's Muslim communities, which have staged large and angry demonstrations. And Erdogan is seen as having fed that. But I think that is something we will have to see some more about the actual text of his comments. But certainly the trend is very disturbing.
Malcolm, this is Reuters quoting Erdogan back in Ankara within these hours. This is incoherent. The shame of the Holocaust has literally taken European leaders hostage. We as Turkey will not allow the issue of Israel's nuclear to be forgotten. What is he talking about?
Yeah, so that is the result of it. I think he was disappointed that the Germans stood up to him, something other countries should do. There was a raid by German police of 54 locations investigating the Islamic Center based in Hamburg, which is promoting the Iranian leadership's ideology and supporting and believed to have ties to Hezbollah. So we see it infests the country, and Erdogan came there and only exacerbated it. We had hoped that he would at least moderate his tone. And as you know, it's very mercurial. The relationship with Israel goes up and down. And now he was scheduled to have a visit. There's even talk that Turkey was considering breaking diplomatic relations. They haven't done it. I don't think they will do it, but it is not beyond the realm of possibility with Erdogan's mercurial nature.
We go to a demonstration of Hamas using the hospital complex for its headquarters and for the hostages. A CCTV photograph appearing everywhere in the world showing that Hamas gangsters are restraining and leading into two of the hostages. I believe one was Nepalese, and I don't remember the nationality of the other. It's on camera. It's on camera. And yet still, the European reporting, including the BBC, is reluctant to acknowledge that that hospital was the centerpiece of Hamas in the early days. Why, Malcolm? What's holding them back?
Because this puts the lie to so much of the fiction that we have seen reported, and so many in the media unwilling to stand up for the truth. You know, when it comes to Israel, showing the pictures and the actual footage from the hospital's CCTV, we see BBC and everybody else saying, we were unable to independently verify this. But they don't say the same thing about all the claims that they make about how many people were killed in Gaza, when we know that those numbers are coming from Hamas. And we saw the pictures, actually, of the three hostages. The other one was Tai, and an Israeli hostage who was killed there, who was taken to the hospital and was killed. And they've exposed a 55-meter-long, which is 150 feet-long terror tunnel, which is 10 meters. That means 30 feet underneath the Shifa Hospital complex. There was a deep staircase. And if you remember when I described the one in the north, they don't make it a regular staircase. It spirals so that you can't discover it unless you actually hit the exact location. And they had a blast-proof door with a firing hole, which is used by Hamas for their to block Israeli forces from entering their command centers. So we'll see much more. But there are at least three tunnels under this this one hospital. And as I said, this British doctor who gave an interview to France 24 said there were areas of the hospital where they were not allowed to go, and they were told they would be shot if they did. And that they knew that these characters from non-medical characters were present all the time. This fortified terror tunnel, I think, exposes the reality of how they've used civilians as a front for their attacks against the people. And you know, all this while all these things are being exposed, at the same time, 1,373 trucks of aid, when everybody's saying there's no aid, fuel is going in every day. And yet Hamas has huge stockpiles of fuel if they wanted to make it available to the people. They take the food. They took their resources out of the hospitals. And and I think that if you see how the Israelis had protected and set up a safe corridor on both sides of the road, protecting Palestinians leaving from Hamas fire. So the truth about, you know, what was going on there and how they've used this, I think it's beyond any doubt that they use civilians as shields, and this is all a war crime on the part of Hamas. And yet we see that then the PA can come out with a statement saying, well, Israel's responsible for it. No, it's not.
Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organization, Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague and co-host. We're headed to the Houthis, perpetrators of acts of terror at the behest of Tehran, is the understanding. I'm John Mack.
It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!
Moto.us.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.